This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Well, well, well. Conversations with WellSelf, your local primary health organisation, supporting and empowering local healthcare providers.
Well, over the Christmas break, there was a cybersecurity breach where a health portal called Manage My Health was hacked. The breach was of uploaded documents stored within the My Health area of the platform and affected many thousands of New Zealanders. And while the issue has been contained and fixed, it is ongoing. It's a good opportunity to talk about what happened and how, as patients, we can keep our data secure. I'm joined by WellSouth Chief Operating Officer Damon Campbell. Damon, kia ora, nice to have you with us.
Kia ora, Jeff. Welcome to Thanks for being here.
Damon, so in a nutshell, what happened here?
So, Jeff, probably about the 30th of December last year, the Manage My Health portal had a breach, which meant that somebody had unauthorized access to the platform and removed or copied a large number of documents that were patients' records that were meant to be kept securely, but they were taken away and now they've been ransomed. And we're now just working through the response with Te Whatu Ora and Manage My Health.
Were we affected here in the south, Damon?
We were, yeah. We have 78 practices around the southern region, and pretty much all of them had patients that were affected by the breach. It's important to note that Manage My Health is a private company, and so they had patients that had used the tool in different practices. So there's lots of confusion as to what and who has been affected, but we did have all of our practices affected across southern.
So what has WellSouth's role been here, Damon?
So my role as the Chief Operating Officer at WellSouth covers a lot of activities in the areas that this response has been involved with, so particularly in the data digital space. So we've been supporting practices in southern and also advocating on their behalf with the central government response. And this has been an all-of-government response, not just the health. Lots of other agencies have been included in this, given the severity of it. So we've been really looking after, and what PHO is, WellSouth looks after practices with additional services and funding in the primary care space. We've been very keen to make sure that practices have very clear information about what is happening with the breach. As you can imagine, breaches of this nature don't always happen quickly, but there was always that risk that if people, as in those malicious actors that were going to take the data and release it in the dark web, there was a time pressure to make sure we could protect and notify those patients before that happened.
What's the role been of our GPs, our general practices here?
So to be clear, practices didn't do anything wrong. So as I said, Manage My Health is a private company. Is used by practices to provide patients with a portal that I'm sure many of your listeners will use some various form of a portal with their practices. So doing repeat scripts, making appointments, checking on lab results. It's a really efficient way of continuing communicating with practices without having to call practices or rely on emails. So it's a really good tool. But what has happened is that the tool Manage My Health has been breached. And now there's lots of those questions around why did it happen and what do we do to protect ourselves going forward.
All right. So how do I know if I've been affected by this?
Very good question, Jeff. So Manage My Health under the Privacy Act 2020 is responsible for notifying those people that were affected by the breach. And so they're going through that process at the moment. You can appreciate that it's a bit complex because there's lots of different variations of those that have been affected. And there is 1.8 million people in New Zealand that uses the tool. So what they're doing is that they are going through systematically and notifying tranches of people who have been affected, that they know have been affected. That number started out as over 120,000. That is starting to come down as they do more forensic analysis of who was breached, what was touched by the hackers, and who actually is affected by that. So they're going through that process at the moment. If people do want to go look at their own Manage My Health portal, if that's what your practice uses, you will likely see one of three things. In the top right-hand corner, you'll see like a green tick, and it will tell you whether you are affected or not. Green obviously means you're not affected. Red means that you have been notified and you can now go into there and look at what is the effect. And if you see nothing, then you are still in that category that you could be affected, but they just haven't got through the process of notifying you. So it is a bit of a wait and see, but they're doing a whole lot of work, as I said, the whole of government approach to this to make sure that they can make sure people get told as fast as possible.
Damien, we're possibly, for some of our listeners, using a language they're not all that familiar with. Let's talk about portals. What are they? What are portals? What are health platforms? And in general, are they safe?
So health data in New Zealand, and probably most countries as well, is seen as the absolute best in that it should be protected by all and any means. And this is why the response has been such a large response by the government, because they do need to ensure and provide that trust that your data is safe. Manage My Health is a private company. It's used by practices and other parts of the health system. So physiotherapists use it. And an individual like myself or yourself could use it as a way of recording things that happen in your life around your health. So it's not a critical tool, but it's a tool that allows you to look at what happens in your health system. Te Whatu Ora, the Health New Zealand, have been very clear that it hasn't affected their systems. Though there has been some noise in the media recently about health data and health IT. That's another conversation. But certainly primary care does like portals, because it allows fast interaction with patients and not relying on, as I said before, the phone call to the practice. Workforce and workforce demand, particularly over this time of period of the year too, a lot of clinicians and staff are away. So worst time of the year to probably happen. But certainly we have been working through making sure that portals are safe. But there are some things that you should do as a user, and just like any other platform you would use, to make sure that you've got the right protection in place for your information.
And that includes changing passwords regularly, of course. It includes also two-factor authentication. Can you just briefly explain what that means?
Sure. I mean, part of the whole level of security with cybersecurity is that you are probably the best level of defense. Typically, cyber attacks happen when you do something, clicking on a link, opening an email, going to a website, et cetera, et cetera. So being very vigilant about where you are, what you're looking at, and what you're interacting with is a key thing. Two-factor authentication is a really simple tool and method that allows you to, when you connect or log into a service, it will want you to validate that you are who you say you are. And that can either be like a text message, a phone call. It could be like an authenticated app, like Google has an authentication app as well. Microsoft has one. And it just allows you to go, I'm logging with my credentials because I know that's who that is, but it wants to make sure that you are who you are. So that sort of second level of authentication. So it's a really good tool. And if any tools or any services that you use offer multi-factor authentication, you should definitely use it.
All right, great, Damien, to get sort of up to the play with this. Obviously, there'll be still more to come as this story continues to roll out and more people get updated on the impacts of this breach. From your perspective, from WellSouth's perspective, what kind of message would you like to leave us with today?
I'd like to leave you the message that no matter what service you use, be safe. And as I said, your individual actions is a key layer of defense when you're talking and using services on the internet. This was a cyber breach, and it wasn't because a patient did something wrong or a practice did something wrong. This was a malicious attack on a service, and there'll be lots of investigations that will happen down the track, I'm sure, and we'll get to know about what they've done. But it is really to instill that the systems that are used in health are safe and robust. New Zealand has some very strong standards that are controlled by the Ministry of Health and Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand. But it's just how we make sure that the tools that we are using and interacting with are using those standards, and we can validate those as well. But also just make sure that you do, if you are an affected party, you have had a notification or you have questions, your practice is there to help you with how you're feeling with that. They may not necessarily help you with the breach itself. It's Manages My Health's our responsibility, but they are there to support you. And we've got some wraparound services within our practices that we can help you with if you are feeling a need to talk to somebody. So please reach out to your practice or to the other mental health services, 1737 in particular, as well as another service you can use. But it's all about your well-being and making sure you're safe.
Really appreciate your time today. Damon Campbell, WellSouth Chief Operating Officer, bringing us up to date on the Manage My Health hack from WellSouth perspective. Thanks, Damon. Go well. We'll catch up with you later, no doubt.
Good. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, well, well. If you'd like to hear more conversations with the team at WellSouth, look for Well, Well, Well podcast from oar.org.nz or on your favorite podcast provider. We'll be back again in 4 weeks. Catch you then.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.